Lamed Beis Sif Lamed Vov. When one writes the parshiyos of Tefillin, Yasakol parshiyos Seah Pesuchos. Every parsha is supposed to have a certain type of ending and beginning, separation between the parsha and the next one. So the type of parshas that should be written are Pesuchos. Chutz mi parsha achreina, aksuva betoira, shehi v'hoyim shemoya shesen estuma. Between Shema and Vayeshemoa, that separation should be in the Stuma fashion. Then Shina Posel. If you mishanet, it is Posel. That is the sheet of the Mechaber, which is the Rambam. The Yesh Machshirim Bekulam Psuchas. The Ramah brings various Rishonim that held that even Lachatchila, the last one should be Stuma, but if you made them all Psuchas, it is acceptable. Lachain. For that, Yem Zinus Eilu Nogim Av Parsha Voyim Shemoya Bereish Ashita Geshar Aparshis. It says that his place, the minig, was to write Parsha Voyim Shemoya in the beginning of the line, which means that the Parsha before that, Shema, would end in the middle of the line, leaving 9-letter space till the end of the line, and Voyim Shemoya would start in the beginning of the line, which basically is a format of Psucha. Which basically, if you write it like that, according to the Mechaber, it will be possible. But the Minig Ashkenaz, as written over here, is like that. It continues the Mechaber according to his Shita. Lachain Nogu Parshas Kaddish Voyim Shemoya Parshas Shema. The first three Parshas Matchilim Bereish Shita. They start in the beginning of the line, and the Parshas end in the middle of the line. So that there you have your space between the two Parshas. It's supposed to be 9 letters separate space. So the bottom of, let's say, Kaddish, the last line of Kaddish leaves a blank area of at least 9 letters. And then the next parasha of Voyim Ki V'Yachas starts in the beginning of the line. That is considered a psucha. V'Seif Kaddish, V'Seif Voyim Ki V'Yachas, V'Nicha Chola K'tei Lichtov Teisha Oisius. Like I just said, at the end of these parshas, you don't finish the line, you leave blank space of 9 oisyos. The Seif Shema. Now, you want to make the parsha of Voyim Shemoya Stuma. So here, when you finish Shema, E Manichim Cholok, you go to the end of the line. Manichim, Upos Mikdei Licht of Teisha Oisyos. If you do leave space, then it has to be less than 9 letters. 9 small letters, 9 yudin. Parshas Voyim Shemoya Matchilim Be'emsa Shitel Yoina. And then you make your space of 9 in the beginning of the Parsha Voyim Shemoya. Maniach Lefaneh Cholo Kedei Lichtoiv Teisha Oisius. And in such a situation, since you have 9 letters before you start writing Voyim Shemoya, that's called Stuma according to the Rambam and the Mechaber. So once again, if the parsha starts in the beginning of the line, it's a psucha. If it starts at the middle of the line, it's considered a stuma. The nimsa shloisha parshiyos heim psuchos bein l'Rambam bein l'Rosh. The first three parshas, everybody agrees it's a psucha because if you start in the beginning of the line, it's considered a psucha. Parsha achreina he's stuma l'das Rambam, and the last one is stuma according to the opinion of the Rambam, but according to the Rosh, this is not considered stuma. Because according to the Rosh, this is also a form of psucha by the fact that the parasha does not have anything written before it in that line, even though it started with an indentation. So, what we have according to this is that if you go like the Mechaber, and according to everybody, the first three parashas is no problem. The problem is the fourth parasha. So according to the Mechaber, the fourth parasha, you start in the middle of the line. And you end up with the parsha stuma. But according to the opinion of the Rosh, this is considered a psucha, you got them all psuchas, which creates problems, because according to the Mechaber, that would be possible. And according to the Ramah, it's a whole discussion whether that's a way to do it lachatchila. Based on this, the Taz came along with a tremendous chiddush, which has support from there's Rishonim, depending how you learn them, possibly from the Rambam and the Rosh, that agree with this, that we have a way of making it stuma, even according to the Rosh. How do we do that? We have to have a separation of 9 letters between one parsha and the next. According to the Rosh, if you have nine letters in the beginning of the parasha that are vacant, that are not written on, that's a psucha. But what happens if you do, the bottom line has only four letters not written on, and the top of the second line has only five? In other words, the nine is comprised of two lines. So no one place do you have nine lines without writing. It's not a psucha. And it is a stuma, because we do combine the two to say that, oh, we have nine letters between one parasha and the next. So you have the hefsek parasha, and it's considered stuma, even according to the Rosh. And this has become the standard Ashkenazi minhag of writing tefillin in mezuzahs. There are those today, even in the Ashkenazi world, that do not want to rely on that, and they make it like the mechaber. But anyway, those are the two minhagim. Discuss it with your local Orthodox rabbi, who knows hilchos tam, how to be noyik.